You are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more. I am your host, Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. If you joined us live and you saw our faces but could not hear anything we were saying, I want to give a special thank you to Pamela Brown for about 7 minutes in letting us know that we could not be heard. And there is no podcast without voice. Like the video, yay, but like you can have a podcast with no video and have audio, but you cannot have a podcast with video and no audio. And so thank you for hanging in there, tuning in with us. Today we are talking about that your success is not just for you. And I think one of the big takeaways that we hope that you get from this is that as you are pursuing your goals, as you are reaching for your dreams, don't forget to reach back and help others. I truly believe that that helps in a way, and you don't do it so that it benefits you more, but honestly, it makes your success bigger than you, that your success isn't this individualistic only about you, that as you rise, as you grow, that the community gets to go with you. And so, yeah.
Wow. I must admit this is that the second time around is sometimes even better than the first. I thought the first time was really good, but this time is even better. So thank you for your patience. The thing that I'll say is this, and we alluded to it earlier, is that it's about paying it forward. Your success is not for you because it gives you an opportunity to pay it forward. It doesn't mean that you keep your eye off the ball or the lane that you're working in. However, there are people around you that you can support and help. And remember that you are the best person that's running in your race, in your lane. So what we talked about while we were working through some of the things we were working through, actually Patrice is working through the stuff she needs to work through because, you know, y'all don't want me to deal with technology. So, but what I'll say is this, is that she was talking about mentoring, the people that impacted her life as she moved forward. And what I would say is this to everybody is, be careful about waiting until you get to a place that you think is success or you identify as success. Be careful to wait till then to potentially put things out to feed and help others. One of the places I'm going to talk about for just a moment that, you know, because my brain is always running. So is whether it be social media, TikTok, that kind of thing. I'm going to talk about Patrice. There's a lot of data that she provides on TikTok. There's a lot of stuff that she provides out there. Robert Blackman is one of the people that provide some amazing information out there in social media, right? So the key with it is as they move forward, as they gain and build, their platform is feeding us. So what can you do in the moment right now to feed others? It may be at your desk. There's a new person coming into your workspace, and how you can help them is to tell them some of the things that you might, you know, not saying who they should watch out for, but give them insight and saying, hey, you know, if you need any help in this space or you need this, or when I came, this is what, you know, these are some of the things I ran into, and hopefully that'll add value to you. Now, Patrice was talking about when she was getting her doctorate and in the process, and I think that's extremely valuable to even mention in this moment.
So what we were talking about when we were muted, this is going to be a sound is really important, but what I was mentioning was I think it's really important to, as you are going towards a goal that you have, that you connect with people that are further along than you, and then that you can help some people that aren't where you are. So something that I do, I volunteer to mentor Virginia Tech students, Virginia Tech psychology students. They can reach out and they can email me a question And I normally respond back via email. It's normally a quick, so I probably get maybe 5-6 questions a year. It's not something that's incredibly time intensive, but what it does is it's a way to kind of give back to a community. Now, I do have boundaries with it.
I love
so
that.
If somebody reaches out and they're like, hey, you know, I'm a undergrad, would you mentor me? So what I normally say is I have resources on YouTube. You can connect with me on TikTok and Instagram. And then periodically what I will do is I will have sessions where people can ask me questions. And so just to have boundaries, because I can't help everyone. And so that's where I think, so the person that comes to my mind is Allen Iverson, because when he grew, and I'm older, so he's a basketball player and he was very successful financially. But what he did was he employed a lot of his family, a lot of his friends, and ended up like losing a lot of his money. And thank goodness he had a very savvy business person that put some money in a trust that wouldn't be able to be touched until he was a certain age. And really because of that decision, because he likely would have blown through a lot of his money if that person hadn't done that. And so I do think that as you're giving back, it should be from your abundance. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be from your lack. I mentioned last time on the podcast, our family has been through a lot in the past few weeks. And what I ended up doing was I stepped back from a lot of places. There were people that reached out like, hey, I want to go live with you. You know, can you do this interview? Can you do that? And I was like, honest, I don't have the capacity. And all of those healthy people said, no problem. Let me know when you're free. Because a toxic person will say, oh, you're not available for me this one time. You know, that means you don't care. I don't like, it'll go to this place that you weren't meaning for it to go. And so being able to set boundaries around it, but also giving back to people in a way that can help. And it's giving from that abundance. It helps you not operate from a place of lack.
And the thing I'll say about giving from, I love the capacity. She didn't say she didn't have the capability. She said she didn't have the capacity. Capacity is connected to boundaries. Capacity is directly connected to boundaries. Boundaries are something you establish in advance. And as things happen in your life, sometimes you have to bring your boundaries in a little tighter. And sometimes things happen that cause you to expand your boundaries a little more. For an example, when I am able to hire a virtual assistant, I may be able to extend my boundaries a little more because there are some things that I'm doing right now that would give me time for. But it also may give me time to be more intentional about putting things out so other people can touch it. Touch points. So when you are headed in a direction and you're becoming even more successful than you are today, then you can find ways to leave. And don't hear this negatively. Breadcrumbs is what I'm going to call it. You call it pieces of you that people can tap into to gain insight and revelation about what you do and how you're doing it and the way you think, in such a way that it can help them. Let me give a prime example. Miles Monroe is deceased, but Miles Monroe still mentors me. He mentors me from a place because he put all this content out there, his books. I have literally, I think, every single Miles Monroe book. And I'm not talking about just have it. I'm telling you that I have tapped into it and read it and it's impacting. And the same thing with his information on the different media streams. But the reason I'm lifting him up, and I'm going to lift up another person, Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is mentoring me. He's not taking his personal time to do it. He's already taken his personal time and done interviews. He's done talks. He's done all of those things. So because sometimes we don't have somebody in our back pocket mentoring us, we sometimes can be in a place that says, you know, nobody, I can't. Or I need tap into what you do to build your success stream, right? And remember that you have the power to take the next shot. I love that song. Is the I'm not going to waste my shot. So this is the deal. And so that's what I would like to encourage you to do. The thing about raising, and I said it earlier, we raise up, we get up in the morning, right? We physically have the capacity and capability to literally get up, right? Waking up, all of those things to just add value to my day, right? Because if I don't wake up, there's a different issue that I have, you know, there's a different thing that happens. So I wake up, I rise up, R-I-S-E, and then I look for opportunities to raise others, R-A-I-S-E. Sometimes that's a smile. Sometimes it's just information. Sometimes it's encouragement. So how can you, even in the place that you are now, help raise up others? And the thing that I'm going to say next is this. When you learn, information is not knowledge. Information is information. When you apply it, that's when it becomes powerful. That's when it really becomes knowledge at a different level. Yeah, I know, degrees, all of that. However, you can get any degree you want. However, if you don't apply it, it's like you never gained the knowledge, the potential, the power in it. Because information is potential. You have to tap into it to draw out the power. And then the final thing I'll say, when she lifted up Allen Iverson, there's other people that have done that too, is when you are successful, as you go on the road to success, everybody needs a little help, right? So get the help on the journey that you're on. Get additional help in any way that you need it, so that as you grow, that you don't sabotage yourself or others in such a way that would negatively impact their life from something you want to help them with, but really it's not providing them support that they need.
I love that. And as you move forward, because I think when your success is incredibly individualistic, when it is all about you, I think it's easier to burn out. Because, and then also it's a very lonely experience. So one of my favorite things about creating content on TikTok is this community that we have over on Facebook of other BIPOC therapists that are also creating content, because we can just in that group be able to talk about, yes, you know, I'm having issues with this or I'm having issues with that. And we're able to pour into one another and encourage one another, because I don't have a lot of people within my life that also create content. And it's a different experience. And so I have people that maybe they do a lot of live seminars and they do these other things, but they wouldn't understand my frustration with having a video banned for no good reason. So I had a video banned on TikTok for minor safety. And it was a video of me, 39-year-old, who is not, like, there wasn't a minor. And so I appealed it. Everything was fine. But somebody else wouldn't understand that. And I'm in these other communities where people are sharing valuable information. And I've had some opportunities come my way because somebody else mentioned, like, oh, well, you're looking for another therapist for this article. Check out Dr. Patrice Berry. And I've done the same. Somebody reached out to me for an opportunity out in California, and I'm not traveling right now. And so I gave them a few other names that they could look into, because I think when you give out of that mindset, when you have that open hand, not only are you giving to others, but you're also in a position to receive whatever comes your way as well. Versus if I have a closed fist, then like nothing's getting out, but also nothing's getting in, or it's really hard for things to get in.
And I love that, because it's coming from an abundance mindset versus a lack mindset. Now, there may have been things that have happened in your life that causes you to maybe tap into a lack mindset, because I have to be careful with that because I was homeless once. So I have to look like, okay, this is not that, you know, make sure that I stay in this other lane, because it's about sowing and reaping. It's about giving out, not because I'm going to reap a harvest, but giving out because it's the right thing to do. Because I can't do it, I'm not going to just hold on to it. I'm going to share the wealth. And this is the other mindset that's connected to sharing the wealth. There's enough for all of us. There is no lack of money. Okay. There's no lack of resources, y'all. I want you to hear me. There is no lack of resources. Now, you say, but Johnny, if you look at my wallet, there's an issue here. The issue that I would ask you to look at is, what do you need? What are you willing to exchange for it? I'm saying time and money, legal, moral, and ethical. I'm just saying legal, moral, and ethical. and then move forward. And then, because it's about your time.
And go ahead. Like that you said need, because something that I have to be very, very mindful of, especially when emotions come up for me, because I could be me and Amazon. When I get anxious, Amazon sells something to make me a little less anxious about something. I have to be mindful of my spending when certain emotions and things come up. But then also, I think being able, as you do gain success, because there's some people that go to the other extreme where they will spend money on others and they'll get pour into others, but they don't pour back into themselves. And so I do think, something that I've done recently, I have an Oculus and I do this virtual game called Supernatural. It's an exercise game. And because I'm being consistent with it, and I'm doing it on a regular basis, this is part of my health regimen, I haven't bought exercise pants. So back in 2020 with the pandemic, everybody was out buying yoga pants and stuff. I just wore the ones I had. And so I've gotten back into a regular fitness routine. And so I did purchase a few pair of maybe five. I don't know. They were on sale. I purchased some.
Okay. We're going to have a sidebar with this. But that's back to investing in yourself, right? And so what I heard you say is that you started using something, you became regular using it, and then you supported or you poured back into you. The thing with becoming successful is sometimes we look at everything outside of ourselves. We look at things about, where's the next mountain I need to climb? What is the next thing I need to jump up to? What is the next goal I can accomplish? But we don't always look at the moment and enjoy the moment. We look at our past. In so many cases, people look at their past and they look at their future, but they don't enjoy the moment. And when that happens, that is not, and Dr. Berry can talk more about the unhealthiness part of it, but I would encourage all of us to enjoy the moment. And I'm going to be very specific. I have a grandson that I absolutely...
My child, because she only has one child.
I have one child, so you know. Hey. So I have a grandson. And so I do extra things to spend time with him. He's five and he thinks, you know, Gigi is a four. He looks like he's six. He looks like he's six. But anyway, but my point is that I do things and I go out of my way, because there will come a day if I don't enjoy the moment and start saying, okay, well, I'm going to build him this fund so he'll have this for college, and he's going to have this for the future, and da, 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 da. But I don't enjoy the moment, because in this moment, he thinks I'm the cat's meow. Meow. I'm the cat's meow. And I like it. I like the time we spend together. I enjoy it, even though you have to put special precautions just to make sure that he's safe or whatever I need to do, it's not about you when you're successful. It's not about you. It's bigger than you. Can I tell you that again? I'm just the tool, an instrument of being successful. I am not the poster child. So no matter, I mean, I don't care, billionaire, millionaire, trillionaire, it doesn't matter. I don't care who you're looking at, who you're following. If they have a million, I don't care. They are not the poster child. Make sure that you are very careful about enjoying every moment of the process.
And research has shown that companies that pour back into their employees in a way. So there was a guy, I think he took like $1 million pay cut, or but he took a major pay cut in order to make sure that all of his employees made at least, I think, $60,000 a year or something. Like, wow. Like he took a major pay cut in order to make sure that employees had some basic things, that they had enough paid time off, that they and what happened was morale at the workplace went up. They retained people longer, and people job satisfaction, all of those things went up because people weren't having to work two jobs just to make ends meet. People weren't having to, you know, come to work even when they were sick. Right. And so just when you share that, and so, but, and the pay cut, because he was already really successful.
I'm just saying, if you can take $1 million pay cut, but,
and profits went up.
And that's the key. The key is okay. So I'm a strategist. I'm a productivity and profitability person that stays in that space, right? And I tell people there's three P's. It's productivity, profitability, and people. But the link, you hear me? The link, the foundation of the other two is the people. And when you take care of people, people will blow you away. They'll start thinking of innovative and creative ways to fix little things. Your profit will not be leaving the door because they're half doing whatever, and whether it's intentional or because they're tired or whatever, but they're going to be able to focus more because they said you're investing in them. They desire to make sure that they come fully engaged. Now, will you have somebody every now and then? But you know what happens is that you then self-regulate. The best organization is when you, the leader, don't have to sit there and say, well, you know, you have to watch everybody with a magnifying glass. When the people, because you treat the people so well, they start looking and say, oh, no, you're not going to jack this up for us. Man, you need to get up there and do this and da, da, da. Accountability from that perspective is more powerful than a leader going around and doing other things.
Nice. And so do you have any final thoughts on today's topic?
Wow. What I would say is this. I encourage everybody to define what success is for you in this moment. Once you define, listen to me, write it down. Don't just mentally. Go ahead.
And I don't think it should be a certain number. So I don't think it should be money. It, or if there is. So like it was important to me to build a six-figure practice. But tied into that, I've since added, I'd rather make 90,000 and have like bring in, not make, but bring in that amount of money and have some peace than be stressed out and have a 60. And so, and thank goodness I'm in a place where I'm able to have my peace and still bring in.
Right. Right. And the thing about it is wealth. And I have some stuff out there about wealth is from seven streams. One of them is solely your mind, your will, your emotions. So if you have money, but you don't, your mind, your will and emotions are not settled, then that's a disconnect. Huge. Okay. So when you think of success, I love what Patricia said. Don't just think about money. How does your life look? Right. How does that look? So if you're saying you're going to be internationally renowned speaker, you're going to have to do some traveling. I had to remind myself of that this morning. He's like, oh, chick, you got to do some traveling. So that would be my takeaway. And this is what I'll say is don't wait. Don't wait until you arrive at whatever epitome that you think it is, whatever you're striving for. Start enjoying your life now. Build habits that the person that you're working toward, you know, can enjoy now. So spend time in the moment. Spend time feeding yourself. And when I say that, it matters what you feed yourself. And I'm not just saying naturally food. I'm saying emotionally, your mental capacity, all of those things. What gives you joy? So that's what I would encourage people to do. And share the wealth. Don't wait. Share the wealth. Because when you pour out, there are going to be other people in your life that will pour into you. Don't go from a scarcity mindset. Go from a growth mindset moving forward. And that's what I would say.
I love that. And thank you all for joining us. I'm super excited about the BEST conference, Black Excellence in Social Technology. We call it Black Excellence because the five presenters are Black. It's robertblackman.com/best. If you would like to register for that webinar where you can learn how to grow on social media. The webinar is only $99, which is a steal. And I told Robert that when he set that price, but he really wanted to make sure that it was accessible to all people. I will be speaking on managing your mental health online as a content creator. I did a video recently and it's going to go into, because I have this project and then I have another project that I'm excited about that should come out either later this year or next year. Just where really trying to help people as they create content and then managing their mental health.
Let me pause for just a second on this. What I got in this is this. If you have teenagers, if you have grandchildren that are really heavy in social media, this may be a great way for them to gain insight, to build some character and integrity, but more than anything, some peace of mind so that you know that they're out there and they have some information, because social media is huge. It's not like you're going to shut that down. That ain't happening. So give them a tool. Invest in their life, in their livelihood, in such a way that they will be transformed the way they look at social media from five gurus that rock it and rock it in a positive nature that will add value to not just you, but people in your life.
I love that. And so once again, thank you all so much for joining us, and we will see you next week.